Eve Thomas, CEO of Safe Consultancy. For some time now, I have been knocking gently on the doors of our Prime Minister, the Home Office, Ministry of Justice, and the police. Some have answered, some have not. To those that have taken the time to listen, I say thank you. I came to you for help, a victim of domestic violence, yet time and time again, I was disregarded, disrespected, re-victimised, and myself and my children put in danger and at increased risk. Egos and cultures sadly prevailed, and some either refused to listen or gave me half an ear. Some of you were blind to the woman behind the victim. Yes, it may surprise you, but I have an education and a degree of intelligence. I may be a victim of domestic violence, but I also have a brain. When I escaped in 2010, and I have never used that word lightly, I knew that I would have to fight every single day of my life to keep myself and my family safe. Becoming Eve Thomas and raising my profile meant I wasn't alone in my bedroom anymore, an easy target living in the house I was abused and groomed in. Again and again, I came across loopholes and bad practice, and each time I reached out to you hoping that you would help me put this right for not only myself, but for every domestic violence, sexual violence and abuse victim in the UK. I am inundated with calls of help from victims of domestic violence, sexual violence and abuse. And every time I have reached out to you highlighting the bad practice or loopholes, providing detailed statements to substantiate my claims, you have either listened or not. When I exposed the WAM loophole, work area mailbox, I used my voice and an invaluable tool, social media, contacting every police force, the Home Office, our Prime Minister. Again, I not gently. It is time the soft approach was banished, and that includes myself and Safe Consultancy. No more knocking gently, it is time for action. On the 12th of December 2013, I handed to the Ministry of Justice, along with Sarah Day, David Malone's full legal brief for Eve's Law and Eve's Marker. I provided the tools, the solution to swift implementation, the research and knowledge to ensure that vulnerable people were as safe as possible. We welcomed the calls from Paladin Service for a register of domestic violence perpetrators. This is exactly what Eve's Marker is, a national red flag system, a safe register. It is good to see that we are singing. Safe Consultancy have a retired police officer, Jackie Ramsgar, Sergeant, Greater Manchester Police. She has a wealth of knowledge and expertise and has helped me develop the Safe Policing programme for police forces throughout the UK. David Malone's wealth of legal experience and expertise and Christine Land's knowledge of the housing sector and law, I present to you Safe Consultancy. Safe are coming to bang on your door. It is time you really listened now. How many murders will it actually take? How many more children have to be victims of domestic violence? There is no drama. One woman murdered every 3 days. 750,000 children witness domestic violence every year. One in two deaf women will be victims of domestic violence and abuse. One in six men and one in four women. But we must remember the thousands of silent victims. The old methods are not working. The figures have not changed in over 30 years, and yet still the government gives sticking plasters to domestic violence. If you are going to do a job properly, do it safe. Legislate. It is common sense with knobs on. Eve's Law closes the loophole I exposed last year. Eve's Marker is a common sense approach, a register to manage domestic violence, sexual violence, abuse victims and perpetrators. We have Claire's Law, the disclosure scheme. Eve's Marker is not a disclosure scheme. It is about police flagging, sharing of information and managing victims and perpetrators effectively, efficiently. The bigger picture, common sense, safe.